You're just trying to live life podcast with your host Dan Shante. On this episode, I truly didn't know what I was going to talk about, but I finally know what I was going to talk about. So here's what the layout for this podcast is going to be. I'm going to introduce myself and then I'm going to talk about how did this podcast start and where the name came from. So let's start with, my name is Danielle Shante. I'm 23. I live in Virginia. I'm a college student. My major is elementary education. That means I want to be a teacher. I've been wanting to be a teacher since I was in second grade, and I just love kids, and I just love helping people in any areas. It can be just listening to them or giving them advice when they ask for it. So let's get started on how did this podcast came about. First, I'm going to talk about the name. So the name was going to be Just Try Podcast. But I kid you not, I was in a shower. And then the name Trying to Live Life came. So that's the reason the podcast name is Just Trying to Live Life, because it just relates to my life. I'm a 23-year-old, just trying to live life, trying to figure things out as a young adult who is in college and trying to build a relationship with God, which I have a relationship with God. Let me fix that. Trying to be a Christian. In the short, so let's start. How did this podcast happen? So let's start from the beginning. August, I went back to college, and I had to set a meeting up with my advisor to see what the timeline and the plan of me graduating will be. So before we went on break, we had a plan map out. I was going to take the test, my test that I need to block. But it didn't work like that because I didn't get the hours I thought I was going to get at my job, which that's a whole situation in its whole self that I might get into later or I might not talk about depending on how I feel. So, keep in mind this meeting happened in August. Me and her was like, she gave me two options. She was like, keep in mind, these two options was not the best options. The first option is, I stay another semester with me. I will graduate May 2025. I didn't want to stay another semester because of the money situation. The second option is, I can graduate December 2024, but I'm going to go non-licensed. If anybody don't know what non-licensed means, it basically means you don't have your license. And as a teacher, you have to have requirements and you have to have a license to teach unless you want a provisional license, which a provisional license is for 3 years while you do the requirement. But the catch is you have to find a school that is going to sign off on that license so you can have your license. So it basically like you gambling with it. So in that moment, that was the first time I didn't know what I was going to do. Didn't know the answer. Didn't know what I was going to do. That kind of bummed me out and kind of made me upset because I was also dealing with other stuff like mental, because my mental health wasn't good because my friends was leaving left and right. Because I did that one prayer. If you know what that prayer is, then you know. So that was in itself. My family knew something was wrong with me because the way my voice was. And I was just talking to them how I felt. And then they was like, God gonna handle it. Give it to God and he know he can handle it. So that's when I started realizing I'm just gonna give it to God and let him help me make that decision of what I'm going to do. Because I tried everything else besides give it to God. So I gave it to God. And keep in mind, I was just reading my word. I was in my room sitting at my desk, and something told me to just pick up the Bible and read it. So I went to Matthew's, and I love Matthew's. It's one of my favorite chapters in the Bible besides other chapters, but Matthew is something that I can relate to and still relate to. So I was reading that, and as I read, I felt a comfort in that. So I did that, stopped praying, and then my life started to change. I kid you not, my life started to change when I started reading the Bible, praying, and writing my thoughts down, and I saw a huge shift in my life, which I'm very happy with. Yeah. So I was standing up looking out the window, and that's when someone told me, go not licensure. And in my head, I was like, are you sure? So I was like, you know what? I had to think about it, but I'm like, okay. So I went to my advisor, and I told her I want to go not licensure. She said, are you sure? I said, yeah. And she said that you want to have an internship. I said, okay. And then I asked her, I'm like, can I do my internship at home? And she said, yeah. So I had so many meetings with people to just go on licensure to get evidence right in that process. And as that was going on, I kept reading my Bible, praying, asking the Lord to give me strength for just today. Because at the time, I was taking 6 classes and dealing with when I'm going to graduate and personal stuff, which that in a toll took a toll on myself. So I asked, Lord, please give me the strength to get through today. And he did. And every day I got strength. Didn't know how I did, but it was all to God that I was able to get through that moment. So let's talk about how this podcast came. I was sitting down at my desk and podcasting came up. And I was like, podcasting? I was like, me doing podcasting? I'm shy, I'm quiet, and I'm to myself. Like, who will listen to this podcast? But sometimes God would give you an idea because he feel like you can handle it. And yeah, so now I'm doing podcasting. Don't know what this episode going to be called. I don't know when I'm going to post, what days I'm going to post. It might be random or whenever I feel led to post or whenever I feel like posting. I was thinking Monday or Wednesday is when the episode's going to drop, but I don't know. It's just, I might post sporadically. Bear with me with that word. Yeah, but I am going to have future guests on this episode. And we're just going to talk about different stuff. Like life, experience, being a first generation college student, and our walk with God. And how does that work? And we're just going to have conversations that I'll be having with my friends and family. That I feel like people should have a conversation more of. And be able to listen to other people's opinions and situations without getting mad or whatever. Keep in mind, this podcast is going to be my opinion and experience. Like, this is not facts. Y'all can take it or y'all don't. But it's just my opinion, and I feel like some people might relate to that situation. or they don't have somebody that they can talk to that went through these. So I hope my experience can help somebody, because like I said, I love helping people and being a listening ear. And I want to be the person that I wish I had when I was going through stuff and I didn't know what I was going to do. So, yeah. But I am going to leave off this episode with one thing. And it's a Bible verse that gets me through every day. It's Matthew 6:34. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. This verse is really good because sometimes I always worry about the next day and not be in the present. And sometimes you need to be in the present because tomorrow is never guaranteed. And every day have its own issues. Like, one day you might have a good day, the next day you might have a bad day, and the other day you're going to have an F day. So you never know how the day gonna go. You can plan something and that plan can be totally different because every day have its own troubles, worries, concern, feelings, anything else. What else? Give yourself grace, because you might think, oh yeah, I'm not changing, but you changing. You're not the same person you was yesterday or the day before or the weeks or months. So give yourself grace and don't beat yourself up if you don't get it right, because this is life. We all trying to live life and try to figure this out. And I can't wait for y'all to listen to the next episode of this. So this is Just Trying to Live Life Pod with your host, Daniel Shantae. Bye.